This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another special hour on Auto World. If you're used to joining us at this time on the very same radio station you're listening to, or if you're listening in anywhere in the entire world on GCN Live, we welcome you with open arms and invite you to stick around, because we've got one of our favorite guys, contributor to the show. He's the expert in the realm of lubrication. He has more than 25 years of experience, and he's one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in both America and Canada. And we're going to take some questions, and you can dial us up anytime at 855-660-4261, or send me a real-time question at bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, this week is a big one for journalists. I unfortunately won't be there this year doing my regular flurry of interviews with car company executives and presidents and such, but the media will be there for a couple of days at the New York International Auto Show held at the Javits Center, and it's all about what's new, what's coming out, what are we going to see world debut wise. Mercedes, I believe, has got at least four world debuts. There's also another dozen manufacturers with world debuts. New York seems to be gathering speed in acquiring more of these manufacturers to do world debuts, because I hear folks are dialing away from the Detroit show, which of course happens at not a very nice time to be in Detroit, that being January, the first or second week of January. But it's all about what's new. So I wanted to ask our very special guest, contributor, that very same question. But first, let's welcome Dan Watson, the CEO of thelubepage.com. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm good on this beautiful evening, Bob. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. So this week, the world is going to see some brand new automobiles that will be rolling out, some this year, some a year from now. I was wondering if any new products coming out on the oil side of things.
Well, Bob, there have been a couple of new products. One that caught my eye that AMSOIL has just announced is it's kind of unique. It's a 20W50 diesel oil. Now, as we know, most things are going the other direction, 530 diesel, 1030 diesel. These are the innovations in the direction we're going. But this 20W50 has a purpose, and I can't tell you how many of our listeners out there that own these turbocharged diesel pickups like to do modifications and set these trucks up. They're kind of like the muscle cars were back in my time. You've got guys that buy these things and then do all kinds of modifications to give them more power. Well, they come with so much power, it's hard to believe, excuse me, that you would try to increase the power, but they do. You've got some of these trucks coming from the factory with 650, 700 foot-pounds of torque, and so now we've got guys putting chips and modification in these diesels and running 900 foot-pounds of torque, this kind of stuff. So that engine is now outside of its design specifications. It's producing power and great quantities of power, and so come out with a 2050 oil that they're actually calling a diesel racing oil. Hmm. Let's just call it an extreme high-performance oil. And it's because once you get so much power coming out of this engine, the difficulty is, Bob, with a measurement that we do to protect engines, it's in oil, it's a uniform test that's put out by the ASTM, which is the American Society for Testing Materials. And this test is called high temperature, high shear. What it means is that if I have an engine, they use 1800 RPM and 300 degrees as their testing parameters. Now, 1800 is not real high RPM, but you'd have to understand that all the other tests are done at 1200 RPM and around, well, let's just say it's 75 degrees centigrade or Celsius, and that's different than the 150 degrees Celsius that we run the high temperature, high shear. So they're pushing 50% more RPM at 100% more temperature. So the test is done to see how oil will hold up under extreme conditions. And what happens is that when you go to these 50 weight oils, which this is a 20W50, but at this operating parameter, it's basically a 50 weight oil, you're depending on having high temperature, high shear numbers that will stay with you under those adverse conditions. Thinner oil under 900 foot pounds of torque running at 300, 350 degrees oil temperature would probably disappear. You wouldn't have any oil film left. So you move to this thicker oil to guarantee that you're going to have a remaining oil film on that moving part that's going to be under high temperature and high stress from being loaded in this engine that's under such incredible torque stress. So it's a good move because you didn't need to go past the 40 weight oil in these engines until they just keep cranking them up. I mean, to put this in perspective, if you're a normal V6 engine out there, and if you can develop 200 foot-pounds of torque, you got a good V6 doing a good job for you. We're talking about 800 to 900 foot-pounds of torque, four times as much torque in this engine. So you really have to start, you know, upping your game to get the adequate protection in these kinds. So the guys that are listening out there that have these beautifully built, incredible technical machines, these turbo diesels, and they're doing this enhanced power modifications to these engines, I would tell them to take a good look when this oil hits the shelf. It's about 2 weeks or so away from actually hitting the shelf or being available. But you can't find something with better protection for those adverse conditions. And if you're trying to run lightweight 30 weight oils and you've already increased the power of this stock engine by 25%, you need to reconsider what you're doing and at least move into the 40 weights, and with a lot of power in some cases you just need to get on to the 50 weight to give it adequate protection. So that's one of the new products that AMSOIL has brought out. I think it's important for that community. I realize that's not the community at large of everybody out there, but that is a group that spends a whole lot of money on those turbo diesels and really loves to jack them up. I was in Las Vegas one year, and there was a man that I met there in Vegas, and he had a Dodge at the time that he had jacked up to 1,070 foot-pounds of torque. And he ran this thing in the eighth mile and a quarter mile stock. His only problem was he couldn't keep any kind of tires under it, okay? Because if you got that kind of power, all you got to do is hit it and it just breaks the tires and smokes them. So anyway, that's the start. We can talk some more when we get back after this break.
Sounds good. We'll take a pit stop. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. The email, 855-660-4261. That's our telephone number. More with Bob Long and Dan Watson from TheLubePage.com coming right up.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We've got a very special guest with us, as we do each and every week at this time. He is the CEO of thelubepage.com. Our guest line is powered by Hagerty. Need classic car insurance? Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And certainly you'd have to put me in that catalog, in that category, along with Dan Watson, who has been telling us about some of the new products for diesel from AMSOIL. And you're absolutely right about the people that pump up the diesels. We have a gentleman from Texas that has done some racing in his time. Matter of fact, in specializing in diesel racing, and there was a famous build that he did along with the folks at Hot Rod Magazine, and it too had 1,000 horsepower, and he drove it from Texas to, I think, up to Utah, and the guy at the gate says, where's your trailer? Where's your race car? He says, this is it, the truck. He's got an amazing record, but that reminds me of what you said just a few moments ago.
Well, they are powerful machines, and the diesels are the many years of the workhorses. You know, you want high torque so they can pull heavy loads, but they can be turned into monsters with incredible powerful engines. The problem that happened back in the 90s when they were coming out with the turbocharged diesels replacing the standard diesels, you ran into the problem that the transmissions just weren't built to handle the kind of torque these things could produce. And so had a lot of transmission problems in the late 90s until they redesigned the transmissions and caught up with the power being produced by these engines. I mean, it's just such incredible torque. And what people had a hard time grasping was you're pulling your 36-foot triple slide-out RV trailer, and everything's going fine, and you hit this incline hill. You're either in the eastern mountains or out west. And as the truck starts up the incline, it has no reason to back shift to take that load. It's producing so much torque at 1600 RPM that it's just climbing the hill. Unfortunately, a lot of the times those transmissions were already shifted into their overdrive, and what that meant was they were on a smaller clutch pack because you don't expect to be doing heavy work in the overdrive gear. So the truck would hit that incline and start up that mountainside and stay in overdrive, and all of a sudden somewhere along the way there, that what we call the overdrive clutch pack system couldn't take that going up the hill, and pretty soon it blew out. So what they had to do was go back in and reset the computer regardless of the fact that the engine could take the torque, and force that engine to back shift and go to a lower gear so that you were back into the heavy-duty portion of the transmission and not sitting in the overdrive gear and attempting to blow your transmission up. So that was a lesson learned from the fact that a diesel engine starts developing 90% of its torque at about 1600 RPM. You're in overdrive headed down the road. That's wonderful because that's enough torque for you to just keep driving. But then when you hit an incline, it's still enough torque to go up the hill, but it's more torque than that overdrive gear set was designed to take in that transmission. So lessons learned as they moved along through adapting to the ever more powerful engines they were building and the higher torques that they were developing, and you got to have a transmission and a rear-end gear set that can handle all of that intense power. I mean, it's just, we're talking about 3 times the torque coming out of these engines over a period of 10 or 15 years of development than what they started with. So you got to make some other adjustments in the vehicle to keep up with that kind of power change. And it just, you know, then we come forward in the diesel community to where the next big innovation that got into the diesel community was driven by the government when they came out and said, look, we're going to stop letting that ultra-fine soot into the atmosphere. We're going to put a diesel particulate filter in your exhaust system so that we stop letting that exhaust out into the air. Okay, nobody disagrees with wanting to have clean air. That's a great idea. they just hadn't quite developed the supporting technology and things around that to do it in the most efficient way. So they were forced by the government to basically put it into effect whether ready or not. This is the new rule. In 2008, it became absolute, and in 2007, they were in the transition of shifting them. So the diesel owners out there know what I'm talking about when I talk about these diesel particulate filters. And then the government was intent upon reducing nitrous oxides coming out the exhaust. So they decided that fewer nitrous compounds are produced with a lower cylinder temperature. So what we'll do is we'll take some exhaust gas, recirculate it into the intake, and reduce the intensity of the combustion process so it's not as hot and doesn't produce as much of this stuff. But you got to remember, one of the names of a diesel engine when it was first built was a heat engine, because there's no spark plug. It sets off its mixture with compression, creating intense heat, and then the heat that is generated in the combustion process, the energy, okay, of that heat, is converted to mechanical energy through the piston and the connection to the crankshaft, and that's how we have what you call in engineering the energy transfer. We go from the energy in the diesel becomes the heat energy in the expanding gas volume within the cylinder. That expanding gas volume pushes on that piston. Now we have mechanical energy being converted, and that turning, twisting motion on the crank is the torque, which ends up going back and turning the back wheel. So if we reduce the heat energy, we reduce the actual energy applied to the piston. So what we were doing was, what's the best way to put it? We're actually making the engine terribly inefficient with the EGR and the exhaust system we put on it. So a lot of this time, around 2007 and 8, there's a lot of these diesel engines that lost 25% of their fuel economy from the year before as we pushed into this system of pollution control, which was just so counterproductive to the diesel engine itself. So,
well said, as usual.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about how that exhaust system works when you come back, because it's important for people to understand.
Absolutely. We got some questions, too, upcoming. Bert from Idaho, we've got your question. Also, Steve. We can get your question as well. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Dan Watson at TheLoopPage.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much. We're having lots of fun and learning a lot of things from Dan Watson, CEO of TheLoopPage.com. And you can contact him there via the telephone as well as via email, which is easy, DanWatson@TheLoopPage.com. And Dan, remind everybody about your best telephone number.
Well, the best one to call me on is 800-370-2986. If you get a recording, please leave your name and number. I promise I'll get back to you, but there's a lot of people that want to talk to me, so it's usually going to take a little bit of time, so just be patient.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, when I left, I just wanted to quickly hit on this exhaust system, and then we'll take these couple of questions. The exhaust system that came out in 2007 was really just it was just like, okay, we did this, we've got the requirements, but it wasn't the best thing going. Now, around 2010, depending upon the make and model, whether it's a GM, a Ford, or a Dodge, we hit the next level of this modified exhaust system, and it's called an SCR exhaust. And you'll know you have it if you have the urea tank on your truck that you put that urea liquid in. If you have a urea tank, do not cuss that tank. It is such an improvement over what was going on in the previous exhaust system, and I'll tell you why quickly. The urea is there to do what they call an after-treatment of nitrous compounds, and by doing that, it reacts with this nitrous oxide, nitrous compounds, and makes water vapor. Now, the EGR that was trying to do this sometimes would have 55% of the volume going into the cylinder was already combusted exhaust. Now, that means that when you're trying to turbocharge a thing and force more oxygen in to get more power, and you're getting all this expended air with no oxygen in it pushed back into the cylinder. Terrible, terrible. Also, it brought all kinds of soot back into the cylinder, which got pushed into the oil, causing soot contamination of the oil. The SCR system, by reducing that EGR significantly, sometimes to almost non-existent, means that you don't suffer that anymore. So that little bit of urea, you have to put a gallon in that tank. Be thankful that you have a urea tank, and we're no longer trying to choke your diesel out of existence. We're letting it get fresh air with oxygen, burn like it's supposed to, and have power like it's supposed to, and we'll after-treat the nitrous oxide compounds back in the exhaust system by spritzing in some of this urea and neutralizing them. Much, much better plan than the original one. Now, the other part of these exhaust systems are you get that soot trapped in that diesel particulate filter. That's what it's supposed to do. Problem is, it gets clogged up and starts creating back pressure against the engine and the exhaust system, so it has to be cleaned. The standard system when they first all started was to just push diesel through on the exhaust stroke, have the injector kick some diesel in on the exhaust stroke, have that raw diesel go down the exhaust system, hit that DPF, and burn it out with just a high temperature burn up the carbon waste. Now, some are still doing that. The General Motors product in 2013, they put what's called the ninth injector, in other words, another injector in the exhaust system so that they could spritz the diesel in the exhaust, burn out the DPF like they want to without forcing it through the engine, because forcing it through the engine resulted in some fairly significant fuel contamination of the crankcase oil. That's not good. Although you can live with it, it's just not good. It thins the oil and it reduces the effectiveness of the lubrication. So that's the inside story on the exhaust system. You can find a very good video on that diesel particulate filter and exhaust system on my YouTube channel. Just go to Dan Watson on YouTube and you look at the total videos available, and you'll see the one that's on the diesel particulate filter. Now, I've got to do a new one to talk about the SCR system. That's the original one there that talks about the original way that that exhaust system worked. So that's it for the monologue. Let's look at the questions we got here and move into talking with the audience. So
sounds great. Well, Dan, let's see. Bert is the first gentleman who has written us a note from Idaho. What AMSOIL would you recommend for a 2005 Dodge Cummins diesel? He goes on to say, watching your, I believe, is a...
Yeah, sometimes that thing doesn't come through good for you. Let me finish it for you. He says, watching your videos, I believe, I think he means it. Of course, you know, you can see that's real. It's not modified for how he got it. So we'll just assume there that he meant it. Watching your videos, I believe it would be heavy-duty 1540 diesel and marine oil. Says, but I want to check. Also, would you recommend a filtration system for this truck? It seems that the later EGR systems, and he's talking about the stuff right models, would, but I believe mine does not have any type of EGR. Thanks in advance. Okay, so 2005, he does have some EGR. 2004 is when that started in the Dodge Cummins diesel, but it's not heavy EGR. So just to answer his question on that, he's not a guy that I would really push him to put what we call a bypass filtration system on there to try to keep the soot levels lower in his oil. But by 2006, I would, because that's when they really started pushing this EGR system to try to reduce the nitrous oxide. And he does hit the right oil. See, in these oils, folks, for diesels, back before 2007, everything was a heavy-duty 1540 with what's called a CI 4 plus diesel rating, okay? But after they went to this heavy EGR and fuel contamination for the exhaust system going on, they had to have a new oil standard to be able to tolerate this abuse to the oil. And that came out as a CJ4 rating. And that CJ4 rating ran from 2007 all the way to the 2018 models that came out last year, latter part of last year, which require a CK4. So you got CI4 plus up through 2006, 2007 to 2017 is CJ4, and then 2018 and on forward is CK4. Now, it's important in the diesel world to use the right oil. But you could use the CK4 rated oil, and it's by design supposed to be backward compatible to replace the CJ4 and the CI4 plus. But you cannot use the CI4 plus to replace the CK4. You can't go forward like that. You do have backward compatibility of the design. Now, there's some questions about whether that would be a good idea, because there's lower amounts of some additives in the newer oils to protect catalytic converters than was in that original oil that we say is from 2006 back. What I can tell you is the CK4 has made the transition. CK4 oils are well designed. They will protect your older diesels just as well as the CI4 plus. So you haven't got to search the world out to find a CI4 plus. You can use the CK4 plus for these all ranges of diesels if that's what you have. Now, he was asking this question about his 2005. He's using an Amsoil product, which is a CI4 plus. He can continue using that forever as long as the company makes it. So that's that question, Bob. We'll get another one after the break.
Absolutely. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call. Shoot us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Don't go away.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Dan Watson is with us, CEO of DeLupePage.com. He is one of the leading AMS oil dealers in both the U.S. and Canada. More than 25 years worth of experience and just a wealth of knowledge. Let's see, we've got Steve writing us, and Steve says, according to Honda, they say change oil every 10,000 miles or 1 year, specifying 5W20. Being a first-time Amazon user, I'm leaning towards buying the 5W20XI. Should I follow Honda or the Amazon advice?
He writes that as XI. He means XL. Okay, but like I said, these are raw data, Bob. You get to read exactly what I see.
Yeah.
So we're not making these things up. They come in like this. And what he's asking really is a simple question. Honda says change the oil every 10,000 miles or once a year. And AMSOIL has one of our products in the XL line. And our 5W20, when he wrote this question, I think he was thinking of our old stipulation of 7,500 miles. But he's a couple changes off asking this question because we now recommend that particular brand of XL for 1 year or 12,000 miles, whichever comes first. So Honda says to go 10,000. And what I tell folks in this is that you got to decide if your Honda is currently under warranty and you're nervous about that, well then stick with their 10,000 miles. But if you're not nervous with it, or if you're off of the warranty and you have nothing to be nervous about, then AMSOIL has a warranty. We're going to back that oil for 1 year or 12,000 miles. So you can depend on the AMSOIL change intervals that we do, and you can stick with those because we have a written warranty guarantee that this oil will hold up and do its job for the period that it's recommended, as long as it's been installed in a mechanically sound vehicle. In other words, you can't go out, buy some AMSOIL, stick it in your worn out broke car, have the thing blow up, and then tell AMSOIL to buy you another engine. It's not going to work. You can't pull that that scheme. But you put the oil in an otherwise mechanically sound operating engine, and I guarantee you they back it for 12,000 miles or 1 year. Now, if it was the Signature Series, 5W20, it would be backed and guaranteed for 1 year or 25,000 miles, whichever came first. So, Steve, if you are listening, of course I answer him by email, but if you happen to be listening, Steve, that's the answer. You can either use the 10,000 1 year, which Honda said, or you can go on up to the AMSOIL 12,000 miles or 1 year, whichever you're comfortable with.
Great advice. Another email, this one's out of Michigan, and Robert writes, I have a Predator generator. It was calling for a 2030 oil from day one, and that's what I've been using. It's been 4 years now, but I change the oil every few months, and it is still running strong. But my question is, could I or should I start using the four-stroke 10W30 or keep using the 10W30 I use in my car? I'd hate to run into issues now if I switched. What do you think?
Well, it's a good question because people think because we made an oil called four-stroke 1030 that must be the only thing you can run in his Predator generator. The truth is that the 10W30 that he runs in his car, that he's currently running in the generator, is the superior of those two oils. Because when you read all the information on both, with the four-stroke oil, it's actually a small engine oil that you never know if that oil is going into a generator that has a filter or is a splash lubricated non-filtered system. So AMSOIL says with that small engine oil or four-stroke oil, you just need to stick with the manufacturer's recommendations because they don't know what you're putting it in. But for that 10W30 that goes in the car, that's our signature series that he's using, which is a 1 year, 25,000 mile oil. It's very robust additive package, very strong oil. And in his Predator generator, you couldn't use a better oil. I don't know if the Predator is big enough to have a filter, but it won't matter. That 10W30 Signature Series oil is an excellent application for anything that requires 30-weight oil. But we made the four-stroke oil. It's a little less expensive, but we don't know what you're putting it in, so it sticks with the manufacturer's recommendation. So to answer the guy's question, Robert from Michigan, is that just stick with the 1030 you've been using in your car. Predator will probably outlast the car, so, you know, keep running it.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
Question four, we'll see if we can sneak it in quick. It's from Wayne, and Wayne wrote me, I heard you from the car guy on the radio station, and it sounded like you probably could answer the question I have. I've always used a 5W30 synthetic oil in my Toyota, and that states it's good for 6 months or 6,000 miles. If I only drive it around 3,000 miles a year, would it be okay to start changing the oil and filter once a year instead of every 6 months? Or should I go just by the miles driven? How long the oil and filter probably will it be good for? I was told by the guy that changed the oil that the oil maker just has such info on the bottles where they can sell more. Just wondering, what is the real truth? That's a hard one.
It is. He's got some suspicions about these oil bottles and what's on them. Let's try to get it done quickly. Here's the thing. A lot of oils do not have the additive package to be able to go more than 6 months in use. Okay. Now, some do and some don't. AMSOIL has made all our oils now good for 1 year. So if you use an AMSOIL 5W30 Signature Series, that'd be good for 1 year. You got no problem. But he only drives 3,000 miles, so he might want to save a little money and use the 5W30 XL oil, which is a couple bucks a quart cheaper than the Signature Series. It's still good for 1 year, 12,000 miles. Here's a real quick synopsis. You have to change oil yearly because what you're doing is you are going the maximum number of cycles on the oil. Now, here's what we call a cycle. I'm sitting at room temperature, crank the car up, get it up to full temperature, and then let it cool down again. That's one cycle. And here we go again. How many times do you do that? Well, if a guy's driving 100 miles to work, he's going to do that the same number of times that if a guy is driving 5 miles to work. You still have the same amount of cycles. Question is, why are cycles important? Because every time that engine cools down, there's condensation from the moisture in the atmosphere, and it drips down into the oil. So you always have water contamination going into the oil. What does water do? It acts as a catalyst for oxidation. There we go. It acts as a catalyst. It makes that happen faster. The more the oil oxidizes, the more it turns to sludge and varnish. So short driving trips are terrible for oil. If you have a car and you drive short all the time, what you need to do is take it out to the straightaway once a month, get it up to full operating temperature, and drive it for about 30, 45 minutes at good operating speeds where that engine gets a chance to really vaporize all the water out of the oil and clean itself out. Because after three or four weeks of just short driving, you never get all that moisture out. So now you've probably got a good 3 or 4 or 5 ounces of moisture collected in your oil. So get out there on the highway, get that oil up above 140, 150 degrees. Most of the time you'll take it right on up to 190 to 200 on your thermostat. I guarantee you by the time you get home, you will have vaporized all the moisture out of your oil. And that's what you want to do on a regular basis. That guy driving 100 miles a day to work, his oil will be in better condition at the end of 25,000 miles than the guy driving 5 miles to work when he gets to 5,000 miles.
Wow.
So
that's
an important thing to understand. If you're a real short mileage driver, make yourself drive and get your vehicle up to full temperature for at least 30 minutes once a month, and you'll do yourself a favor keeping your oil in better condition.
Dan, why don't we make sure and give out your 800 number and your email?
Yes, my 800 number is 800-370-2986. My email is my name, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com. You can go to thelubepage.com and ask for information for me anytime you want. By the way, there's a ton of videos there that come from my YouTube channel, and there's some recorded radio shows that Bob and I have done. So check it out. I think you'll like the Lube Page.
Absolutely. Definitely. Everybody check out thelubepage.com. Dan, thank you so much, my friend, for doing such a great job.
Well, thanks for having me, and we'll see you again.
That's going to do it for this hour.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.